Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Saxophonist Hank Mobley and trumpeter Lee Morgan crossed paths frequently from the late 1950s through the late 1960s and became leading lights of the era's classic hard bop style, especially on the recordings they made for the Blue Note label. Mobley's so-called round sound and Morgan's fiery trumpet playing created a compelling chemistry that seemed to bring out the best in their respective performances and compositions. In the next hour, we'll hear some of this tandem's music recorded in the company of Art Blakey, Herbie Hancock, and other jazz greats. It's Mobley, Lee Morgan, and Hank Mobley coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Hank Mobley's Syrup and Biscuits with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Andrew Hill on piano, John Orr on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums from the Blue Note album No Room for Squares. Between 1956 and 1967, saxophonist Hank Mobley and trumpeter Lee Morgan played together on numerous studio dates and on several live recordings, creating a formidable legacy of classic hard bop that influenced the sound of jazz around the world. Mobley was 8 years older and had grown up in Newark, New Jersey, while Morgan, still in his teens when he made his debut, came from Philadelphia. Mobley had played with Dizzy Gillespie's small group, while Morgan undertook an early tour of duty with the trumpeter's big band, and they both worked with Art Blakey and his jazz messengers. Jazz writer John Littweiler once described Morgan as Mobley's spiritual brother, saying their complementary qualities are both subtle and immediate. Where wistfulness sometimes tinges Mobley's exuberance, Morgan is wholly extroverted, his solos attracting us with a dazzling shimmer that suddenly becomes the gleam of a knife blade. Morgan became a jazz star in his lifetime, while Mobley, once branded as the middleweight champion of the tenor sax in an era where he was overshadowed by players such as John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins, has gained a posthumous popularity among jazz fans, aided by the wealth of compositions that he left behind. From their first studio encounter in November 1956, here's Hank's shout on Nightlights. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist Hank Mobley and Hank Shout with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums from the 1956 Savoy album Introducing Lee Morgan. Mobley and Morgan each appeared on the other's sophomore outing for Blue Note around the same time, but met up only once in the following year when they joined John Coltrane for Johnny Griffin's Saxophone Summit Data Blowing Session. In 1958, they paired up again for Mobley's Blue Note album Peckin' Time, which featured mostly Mobley originals. The saxophonist was a prolific composer, and one Kurt Vile Ogden Nash song that was becoming a jazz standard, Hank Mobley and Lee Morgan doing Speak Low on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Hank Mobley and Lee Morgan performing Speak Low with Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums from Mobley's Blue Note album, Peckin' Time, released in 1959. Mobley and Morgan also found themselves in each other's company that year as members of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Mobley had done a stint with one of the earliest editions of the band, while Morgan was in the midst of what would prove to be an 8-year on-again, off-again run with the quintessential hard bop group. Here they are live at Birdland performing Mobley's aptly titled M&M on Nightlights. We'll be right back. Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers performing Hank Mobley's M&M at New York City's Birdland in 1959, with Mobley on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. I'll have more of the music of Hank Mobley and Lee Morgan in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant, the Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Mobley, Lee Morgan and Hank Mobley on Nightlights. I'm featuring recordings made by saxophonist Hank Mobley and trumpeter Lee Morgan on this edition of Nightlights. Mobley's so-called round sound and Morgan's kinetic attack made for a dynamic combination on the dozen and a half studio and live sessions where they appear together. The Mobley-Morgan discography contains a four-year gap from 1959 to 1963, as both musicians battled drug problems that diminished their participation in the jazz scene, though they each appeared on a number of records. Mobley spent some time as a member of Miles Davis's quintet and made a run of albums for Blue Note, such as Workout, that some critics and fans consider to be his best. After a nearly two-year-long absence from recording studios, Morgan began his comeback on an October 1963 Blue Note date with Mobley that kicked off a prolific period for the trumpeter. Here's Hank Mobley with Lee Morgan and No Room for Squares on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Lee Morgan's Carolyn from the Hank Mobley Blue Note album No Room for Squares, with Mobley on tenor sax, Andrew Hill on piano, John Orr on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. We also heard the title track from that album, written by Mobley. Not long after that session, Morgan made a Blue Note album with a title track, The Sidewinder, that morphed into a hit and led to a flurry of albums for the trumpeter over the next several years. He and Mobley appeared frequently on each other's dates, and in the mid-1960s, they co-led a group, but no documentation of its performances has emerged. Their last studio encounter occurred in 1967, at a time when hard bop's popularity was waning, though they each continued to record for Blue Note in the beginning of the 1970s. Morgan's career ended tragically when he was shot to death in 1972 at the age of 33 by his common-law wife. That same year, Mobley made his final appearance on record. Hampered for years by health problems, he died in 1986 at the age of 55. Since then, both musicians have become emblems of hard bop's golden age, and nearly all of their recordings have been reissued. I'll close with two Blue Note recordings from 1965, when Mobley and Morgan were in their prime, beginning with The Dip on Nightlights. We'll be right back. Ciora from his album Cornbread, with Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Hank Mobley's The Dip before that, with Morgan on trumpet, Ridley and Higgins again on bass and drums, and Harold Mayburn on piano from Mobley's Blue Note album Dippin'. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to members of the Organissimo Online Jazz Discussion Forum. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington and online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.